If you and your team want to cut down on busy work and get more choice and control over accounts payable, you need BILL. BILL Accounts Payable is your secret weapon for saving time on AP. And with a special offer at bill.com/podcast, you'll save money too. With BILL, streamline your entire AP process, including bill creation, approvals, and payments. You can pay with ACH, credit card, check, and international wire transfer. Plus, you can easily integrate with most accounting software. No wonder hundreds of thousands of businesses are already using BILL to manage their AP. Schedule a free demo now to see how BILL can automate your financial operations. And right now, get 15% off when you subscribe to BILL Accounts Payable. There's never been a better time to sign up. This special offer is available for a limited time only at bill.com/podcast. Terms apply. See bill.com/podcast for details.
Welcome to the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's reading was edited and adapted from How to Get On in the World by Major A.R. Calhoun, published in 1895. A person may leap into sudden fortune at a bound, and without effort or foresight, but it is doubtful if any great permanent success ever was the outcome of blind chance. The old adage, trust to luck, like many other adages that time has kept in unmerited circulation, is a bad one. The individual who trusts to luck for their clothing is apt to wear rags, and the one who depends on it for food is sure to go hungry. We hear a great deal about the wonderful things that have been done by chance, but we seldom take the time to examine them. We read that Sir Isaac Newton, sitting in his garden one day, chanced to see an apple fall to the ground, and this set him to thinking, and he discovered the laws of gravitation. Now, ever since the first apple fell from the first tree in Eden, people have been watching that very commonplace occurrence. We might extend the field so as to embrace oranges, coconuts, and all the fruits and nuts which have been falling to the ground. Yet they set no person to thinking, simply because not one of the millions of people who chance to see the incident chance to have the reasoning powers of the great English scientist. The falling of the apple in Newton's garden thus was not a chance, but an ordinary incident, which was made much of in the mind of an extraordinary man. But there have been some curious cases of fortune by chance. For example, a man out hunting in California made a misstep and was plunged into a deep gulch in the Sierra Nevada. His gum was broken and he was sorely bruised, but he was more than repaid for the accident by the discovering of a rich gold mine at the bottom. But what would you think of the person who, because of this, should shoulder a gun and go into the mountains, hoping to fall into a gulch full of gold? That person would show just as much good sense as do the thousands who go through life trusting to luck and hoping for a miracle that never comes. Success may be unforeseen, but it is a rare thing for it to come to the one who has not been preparing for it. Lord Bacon well says, "Neither the naked hand nor the understanding, left to itself, can do much. The work is accomplished by instruments and helps, of which the need for understanding and hand are equal." Accident does very little toward the production of any great result in life. Although sometimes what is called a hit may be made by a bold venture, the common highway of steady industry and application is the only safe road to travel. It is said of the landscape painter Richard Wilson that when he had nearly finished a picture in a tame, correct manner, he would step back from it, his pencil fixed at the end of a long stick, and after gazing earnestly at the work, he would suddenly walk up and by a few bold touches, give a brilliant finish to the painting. But it will not do for everyone who would produce an effect to throw their brush at the canvas in hope of producing a great picture. The capability of putting in these last vital touches is acquired only by the labor of a life. And the probability is that the artist who has not carefully trained themselves beforehand will only produce a blotch. Sedulous attention and painstaking industry always mark the true worker. The greatest women and men are not those who despise the day of small things, but those who improve them the most carefully. Michelangelo was one day explaining to a visitor at his studio what he had been doing to a statue since a previous visit. "I have retouched this part, polished that, softened this feature, brought out that muscle, given some expression to this lip, and more energy to that limb." "But those are trifles," said the visitor. "It may be so," replied Michelangelo, "but recollect that trifles make perfection, and perfection is no trifle." Although there are discoveries which are said to have been made by accident, if carefully inquired into, it will be found that there has really been very little that was accidental about them. For the most part, these so-called accidents have only been opportunities carefully improved by genius. For example, the brilliantly colored soap bubbles blown through a common tobacco pipe, though trifles light as air to most eyes, suggested to Dr. Thomas Young his beautiful theory of interferences, and led to his discovery relating to the diffraction of light. Although great individuals are popularly supposed to only deal with great things, people such as Newton and Young were ready to detect the significance of the most familiar and simple facts, their greatness consisting mainly in their wise interpretation of them. The difference between individuals consists, to a great measure, in the intelligence of their observation. The Russian proverb says of the non-observant person, "They go through the forest and see no firewood." It is the mind that sees as well as the eye. Where unthinking gazers observe nothing, people of intelligent vision penetrate into the very fiber of the phenomena presented to them, attentively noting differences, making comparisons, and recognizing their underlying idea. It is the intelligent eye of the careful observer which gives apparently trivial phenomena their value. It is the close observation of little things which is the secret of success in business, in art, in science, and in every pursuit in life. Human knowledge is but an accumulation of small facts made by successive generations of people, the little bits of knowledge and experience carefully treasured up by them, growing at length into a mighty pyramid. Though many of these facts and observations seemed in the first instance to have but slight significance, they are all found to have their eventual uses and to fit into their proper places. When Benjamin Franklin made his discovery of the identity of lightning and electricity, it was sneered at, and people asked, "Of what use is it?" To which his reply was, "What is the use of a child? that it may become a woman or man. When Galvani discovered that a frog's leg twitched when placed in contact with different metals, it could scarcely have been imagined that so apparently insignificant a fact could have led to important results. Yet therein lay the germ of the electric telegraph, which once bound the intelligence of continents together and, quote, put a girdle round the globe. So two little bits of stone and fossil, dug out of the earth, intelligently interpreted, have issued in the science of geology and the practical operations of mining for valuable minerals and ore. The art of seizing opportunities and turning even accidents to account, bending them to some purpose, is a great secret of success. Dr. Samuel Johnson defined genius as a mind of large general powers, accidentally determined in some particular direction. Men and women who are resolved to find a way for themselves will always find opportunities enough, and if they do not lie ready to their hand, they will make them. Necessity, more often than facility, has been the mother of invention, and the most prolific school of all is the school of difficulty. Some of the very best inventors and entrepreneurs have had the most indifferent tools to work with, but it is not tools that make you, but the trained skill and persistence of you yourself. Likewise, the most ordinary occasions will furnish you with opportunities or suggestions for improvement, if you be but prepared to take advantage of them. It is not accident, then, that helps you make your way through the world, so much as purpose and persistent industry. To the feeble, the sluggish and purposeless, the happiest accidents will avail nothing. They pass them by, see no meaning in them. But it is astonishing how much can be accomplished if you are prompt to seize and improve the opportunities for action and effort which are constantly presenting themselves.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.